The world gets together every 10 years to discuss how best to support small island developing states. Over 50 countries and territories make up the SIDS group. They're located in the Caribbean, Pacific, Atlantic and Indian Oceans, as well as the Mediterranean and South China Sea. The third SIDS conference is taking place on the Pacific Ocean island of Samoa at the beginning of September. Aliuaiga Feturi Alisaya, ambassador of Samoa to the UN, says it puts the international spotlight on the SIDS members.
This is a once-in-a-decade opportunity for the global community to really focus on the specific challenges of small island developing states.
Those challenges include global climate change, poor resilience to natural disasters, a lack of natural resources, and a high dependency on external markets. Milan Mirtaban, the ambassador of Mauritius to the UN, says SIDS issues concern the whole world.
It is important to realize that the challenges faced by SIDS are in fact challenges for the international community as a whole.
The priority theme for the conference is genuine and durable partnerships. In other words, how can the international community work together to support vulnerable island states? Ambassador Milan Mirtaban again.
We believe that beyond the conventional partnerships, it is also important to talk about SIDS-SIDS partnership. Regional cooperation among SIDS, but also cooperation among SIDS worldwide, because we've got a lot in common. And I'm convinced that by pooling our resources, we can do much more than we can individually.
The meeting takes place as the member states of the United Nations work towards defining the new sustainable goals and the post-2015 development agenda. Ronald Jumo is a roving ambassador for the Seychelles.
It's a time that the SIDS can look back on what we've achieved so far. What do we want out of this new development process, this new development framework that we're discussing for 2015, to make sure that we remain relevant?
SIDS countries enjoy different levels of development. Some are rich with advanced economies like Singapore and Mauritius. Others, such as Guinea-Bissau, Comoros and Haiti, have least developed country status. Ambassador Aliuaiga Feturi Alisaya of Samoa says SIDS can remain relevant if they're at the centre of the development process.
So I think the focus really is now on SIDS partners. To be ready to step up and try and implement what the outcome document is going to be.
The SIDS conference runs from the 1st to the 4th of September. Daniel Dickinson, United Nations.